Most of the heat of global warming is retained by the world's oceans, and Arctic sea ice has been retreating at 12% per decade since the 1970s, and the melt has accelerated in the last 10 years. The National Geographic Society has had to redraw their maps to account for the retreating sea ice. Someday, people will look back to the halcyon days of 2015 and note that that's when the effects of climate change really began to be noticeable. Record-setting heat waves killed more than 1,000 people in India and Pakistan. The rainforest on the Olympic Peninsula caught fire in a record-setting drought. London reached temperatures of 98 degrees. Global ocean temperatures rose to their highest levels in history. Humans have a front-row seat for a global environmental catastrophe, and it's probably too late to affect change and the accelerating changes that are about to take place.